this is a chapter about being comfortable falling into the unknown, being confident, being strong, stepping up to your highest self, going after what you want, strengthening our roots, building the foundation. Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Seeking Isla Podcast. I feel like it's been a hot minute since we've chatted. How are you guys? How has the rest of your March been? How has the shift into spring been? I'm currently recording this episode. It's almost 11 o'clock at night, and it feels really good. You know, for a while I was trying to be more of a morning person. I think it really suited me in the winter time when light seems to be so scarce and it's a lot more prominent in the mornings. But as we've shifted into the spring equinox and light being longer and brighter later, I've noticed that my body naturally wants to stay up later, which is funny because my whole life I had been a night owl and I had kind of been questioning with myself, like, okay, am I going to be like a morning person now, an early morning person? But it's just interesting as, you know, I lean further and further into myself and into this work that we're always doing, constantly getting to know and accept ourselves better, just to see like what my natural circadian rhythms are and to understand the difference between what is natural and the most functional and serving of us and what's laziness. You know what I mean? Anyways, that was a side tangent, but I am so happy to be back here with you guys. Feel great recording this late night episode. It's funny because late night used to be like 2 a.m, but you know, we get older. I'm so happy to be back here because this is the episode for this week is coming hot at you. It will be published today, Tuesday, March 30th, a little bit before the first day of April, which is awesome because this is the forecast for the month of April. So in this episode, we'll be diving into our monthly energetic, cosmic, channeled, and tarot forecast for the month ahead. I will preface it by saying that there are so many new beginnings coming, and it seems like there's still some tests that we have to pass before we truly step into our full, empowered, true self. So I'm really excited to dive into the medicine that is today's episode. Couple of housekeeping items, new month, new opportunities. Every month I open up a couple of spots for month ahead readings. These are tarot and guidance and intuitive channeled readings. I had 5 spots open up for this month. I already had 2 gone, so I've got 3 spots left at the time of this recording. These readings are really wonderful way to just check in, to tune into where you're at currently, energetically, where the month is going to be leading you. And they're just so much fun. Basically, it's just an energetic read on what the month has in store for you, any lessons you're going to face, what to release, what to focus on, and how to grow and thrive. It's a 6-card spread and your readings are sent to you via email in the format of an audio message and photo. And it's amazing because you get to keep these forever. So they're awesome to refer back to during the month, to look back on months from now, and just see how that is playing a part and what's going on with you presently. So much magic and medicine in these readings. And you will receive your reading within 48 business hours of purchase. I've got 3 spots left at the time of this recording, so definitely check the link in the show notes if you want to grab yours before those are all snatched up. Like I said, this is a wonderful opportunity to just check in. And I think it's a really wonderful month to do that because it's the start of the new year astrologically. It's the start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. New month, new season, new year. So many new news. Wonderful way to check in. Next thing I want to mention to you, babes, is the next round of the Isla Alchemy Container opens up officially on April 1st. That's a Thursday. That's in a couple of days from this recording. I am so excited to welcome this next round of babes. We had some date shifts, so I'm doing a little bit of a relaunch, official launch with this, and I'm really excited about this. The Isla Alchemy Container is my baby. The women who go through it have truly transformational, life-changing experiences. I will do an episode next week all about it and share, have them share some of their thoughts and just what the experience was like for them firsthand. So definitely stay tuned for that. But I really see this as it's just a really incredible opportunity to empower yourself, to heal, to get really clear on your life and all areas and aspects of it, and to step into your most badass, highest self. So if you're not familiar with the Alchemy Container, what it is essentially a beautiful, intimate 5-week group mentorship container. It's aligned with the moon cycles. It just makes it extra powerful and potent. We really line up every workshop session to have themes around that and to just reflect the energy of it. And it's all about enabling you to heal, increase your self-worth, learn to live in flow, get clear in your life direction, become empowered, and connect back with your intuition and authentic self. So it's really about stepping into and curating a life of alignment and authenticity and just like being the best version of you and understanding who that is. And it's amazing because over the 5 weeks, you really get empowered with the tools to take so many of these different modalities with you anywhere, whether that's healing, breathwork, meditation, journal prompts, exercises, to just be able to replicate this even outside of the container if you need touch-ups. But it's really just about stripping away all the stuff that's not you and stepping into your fullest, most empowered self. It's just so magical. I absolutely love this container. Like I said, it's my baby. It was channeled to me at the end of last year. And if this is calling to you in any way, there is a reason. So definitely check out the link in the show notes. The doors will open up officially Thursday, April 1st at 11:11 a.m. And early bird goes through the 5th. So you have 5 days to get on early bird pricing. There's lots of juicy bonus goodies in store for you if you sign up for early bird. And there's payment plans available at multiple tiers. So I really formatted this round to be as accessible as possible to any of the babes who wanted to join. You can join for as little as $171 a week, and it's just a really, I'm just so excited with the timing of this one, just with, like I just said, it being spring, the new astrological year, the new season, just new everything, new month. It's going to be so extra potent. I am so excited, and I can't wait. Can't wait to welcome you babes into this round. So spots are super limited. Like I said, early bird ends on the 5th of April. That's a Monday. And then doors will officially close forever to this round on, I believe, the 9th. So if you are ready to wake up every day in love with yourself and your life, this is definitely for you. There's a link in the show notes. Come check it out. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know if you have any questions. It's going to be amazing. I really can't wait. Last but not least, I just wanted to check in with you, babe. See if you're on the newsletter. The newsletter is the best way to connect with me. Also including the Facebook group that we have as well, but you get so much free juicy info in those newsletters. At the start of every week, we have our weekly guidance, which is energetic and tarot guidance for every week. So really tap into the energetics of the week, let you know what's going on, what you can expect. There's oftentimes journal prompts to guide you through those or free meditations. This last week, we had a beautiful 20-minute free guided meditation all about self-love and self-worth for you babes, and some journal prompts. The latter half of the week, we have something called Community Magic, which is just updates on what's going on in the community. These are when I'm doing free tarot pulls and readings in the Facebook group. It's workshops coming up. It's alchemy containers. It's retreats. It's the latest episode of the podcast. Free resources for you, babes. Just all the happenings. And kind of like another little update and check-in. So if you're not yet on the newsletter list, I would love to have you on there and be able to connect with you in that space as well. So definitely sign up with a link in the show notes and let's keep in touch. That's it for me, babes, for housekeeping. Without further ado, let's dive into the April forecast and see what this month has in store for us. All right, my loves. So before we jump into the podcast today, the meat of our episode, our April forecast, I just wanted to give a little bit of an introduction on channeling. I know there's been some babes who love these episodes, but they're not entirely sure what channeling is. So I just wanted to give a little bit of background on that. If you are somebody who's newer to the podcast or to this world, to describe what my process is like for that and kind of pull you behind the scenes. If you're interested in kind of experiencing it firsthand, definitely check out some of the previous episodes where I actually let you in behind the scenes, pull back the curtain so you can hear me channeling live. So channeling is the best way I can describe it essentially is being a channel. I mean, there's a reason it's called channeling. It's where essentially I become kind of an open, clean container to funnel in, allow messages in from the universe, from source, spirit, whatever you want to believe in. I believe in the universe and, you know, source energy, spirit guides. So these are messages from those energy sources that are for me and for you, babes, for the collective who is tuning in to these episodes. And, you know, the thing about these types of messages, and this is a whole other topic that we can get into another time, but they really reach you in divine timing. So if you're listening to this April forecast and it happens to be May, don't worry too much about that because you really, you know, things come to you when you need to hear them. So just pay attention to what stands out to you in this episode because there's definitely some magic and medicine in the messages that we received for all of you at different times. And so just again, pay attention to what comes in. So essentially channeling, what happens with me, I'm clairaudient, I'm clairvoyant, clairsentient, all just lots of the clairs. But essentially when I'm channeling, I get visuals and I get auditory messages and I get just a sense of knowing with things as well. When I do these specific forecasts for the month, I generally have noticed that it just comes through very clearly and very strong visuals. When I channel for, you know, clients and stuff, I feel like I get more of a mix of just of like auditory messages, just, you know, phrases and sentences and words and visuals, whereas these monthly forecasts seem to be really depicted to me in visual format. So just to kind of, you know, fill you in on that because this one was all visual. So I'm going to really break down what I saw for you. How do I channel? There's so many different ways. Channeling for me is really about clearing a space to be at the channel. And I'm really, really careful about this to only be tapping into that clear source light and love energy. And so for me, it's really important to be in a space and a setting and a mindset that I can do that safely and honestly and out of integrity. So generally I'll do that after meditation, energetically clearing the space. Tonight it happened to come through. I was planning on, you know, sitting down and meditating and allowing that channel to open up during meditation. It actually happened towards the end of my vinyasa yoga flow tonight, which was cool because I was getting all these visuals and I was like, okay, wait, like let me get into savasana and then I can try to pay more attention. So again, it's really just for me about being that, you know, that really pure, potent, clear space to receive these messages and then to be able to share them with you. So if you have any questions or want to learn more about it, feel free to reach out. I love chatting with you, babes. I know I've had a few of you reach out who are interested in kind of learning about how to access your own abilities. I think that'll be something that I'll offer up sometime in the future. So stay tuned. But yeah, always happy to chat if you guys want to learn more about that. So diving into our messages for this month, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. I did not record myself channeling. I ended up taking notes after all the visuals came in, and I just want to take the time this episode to have a little bit more of an informal conversation with you babes and break down what I saw and what it means, and then we'll move into the tarot for this month as well. So, my loves, really, really interesting stuff that came in for this month. The start of the channeling it reminded me of something like out of Avatar. It was visuals of this like floating piece of land that had a waterfall that was falling, like the water was just falling off into an abyss. And the sensation and the messages that came through with that, this like beautiful, lush jungle, like floating piece of land, and this water falling off of it, was to lean into that sensation of falling, to lean into the sensation of falling into the unknown, into the abyss, into this next like new land. Because where I landed below that was just this, like I said, it really reminded me of like Avatar, if you guys have seen that movie, but just this like lush jungle, unexplored, unknown land that had all these like magical spiritual points of interest there. And so the message I was really getting for this was just this sensation of being comfortable with the unknown, embracing the unknown, leaning into the sensation of falling into the abyss, right? Like we've talked about in previous episodes with energetic currents, like not swimming upstream. And this was just really a sensation of just dropping all your guards and just letting go. I don't know if you guys have seen those videos of people bungee jumping where they just like, instead of jumping off, they just kind of like close their eyes and just fall and just like really embrace it. That is the sensation that I am gathering for these images, is just, again, be comfortable with the fall. We are literally falling into the unknown. This is an energetic chapter that the earth has not experienced yet. I talked about this before on lives and the Facebook group and on Instagram, and then also went into more details about this on our full moon workshop, which I'll talk more about at the end of this episode. But this is, it's a new astrological year as well. And there's been a lot of up-leveling and ascending to a higher level of consciousness. And I think that's what this really represents, is we don't know. We don't know exactly where we are going, but we need to just be comfortable going there. We need to be comfortable leaning into falling into this abyss, into this next chapter. The next image I saw was just a beautiful regal queen sitting on a throne that was kind of carved into this rock face that was in a cave. And it was like we fell off this waterfall and then ended up in this jungle going into a cave. And she, to me, really represented both the Queen of Pentacles and the Queen of Wands in the tarot. So if we break down what the energies of both of those cards are, you know, the Pentacles rules things earthly. It's our material items, our finances, our career, things like that, our home. The Queen of Wands is, you know, Wands is fire, where we just moved into Aries. It's a fire sign, and it's about action and drive and creativity and inspiration. And so I really see this period of time that we're moving into this month as being a merging of both of these. Like, what actions can you take to manifest what you want in this journey for your home, for your career, for your finances? This is a time to really marry earth and fire energy and take action so that you can solidify what you want on the earth, right? In terms of the earthly realm. The next images, oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention as well is the queen to me also was just so this quality of light that she had, the way she was glowing, really was representative of your highest self, our highest selves. And that's another thing I think we're really being invited to step into this month. And I'll just plug in here again, if you need help with that or you're looking for more guidance, come join us in the Isla Alchemy container. This is huge part. It's what it's all about there. And so stepping into our highest self, it's not just our highest self with this queen energy, it's this powerful, confident, strong self who just goes after what she wants unapologetically. Now, my loves, I'm not telling you to like steamroll everybody in your wake. I'm just saying lose the good girl, self-sacrificing, do everything for everyone and serve everyone and, you know, give yourself crumbs mentality. This is really about putting yourself first in a really empowering way and going after what you want. And that was the energy of this queen that I saw as well. So some of the next visuals that came in were just these crazy images of like roots and veins. If you think about like the veins, the patterns of the veins in our eyes, or even like rivers on the earth, the roots of trees, and these roots were strong and they were moving quickly underground. They were pushing out all these smaller plants and roots, and I really saw those as kind of being weeds in the way. There's a lot of different things I saw within these images, and one is just like these veins, these roots, these stretching out. It just really showed that we're all interconnected. Like if we're each representative of a root, or those are the roots of change or the roots of our past, like everything is connected in some way to one another. So our energy as a collective is getting, despite everything going on in the world, like it's getting more interconnected. And that's why it's more important than ever that we are really being kind to ourselves, being kind to our neighbors, being understanding, patient, compassionate, all of those things. And so these tree roots, why that's also so important is because the roots of these trees that I saw were really pushing quickly, moving fast, growing very strongly underground to push out all these like small little weeds that I see as kind of these elements of darkness and hate. And it's like, there's so many small things like that. And they're also big things, but it's like, if we all come together, we can be these strong roots and really push out the weeds, push out the hate, the fear, the racism, the sexism, like just everything. So it's really about unifying and truly laying that foundation, pushing, growing, fortifying our foundation as those roots from ground zero. We really have to rebuild from below, from within. We're planting the roots for what will come. It's not even the seeds yet. It's like we really have to get our roots and our foundation so solid before we can allow anything to emerge over ground. Okay. The next image that I saw was water, just beautiful, clean water. And I just had the sensation of wanting to get in it to really purify, to clean my energy. There's a lot coming through this month with just getting into water. There's a lot with nature as well, like really get into water and nature to heal. It's going to be so healing. But the water element too was just showing the ripple effects. The water that I saw soon began to ripple. And it was just a reminder that everything we do has an effect, however big, however small. There's a butterfly effect. And it's really important that we notice that. There was a quality of light to this water too that was important for me to pay attention to. The rippling really turned into a pattern, and I was being guided to look at the patterns on the water, the reflection on the water, the patterns of the light, the fractals of the light, to look for patterns in the light. Light, the quality of light, this is something that's super important, like the beauty that we can find in patterns. I was seeing like the patterns and layers of roses, like close up of roses, of rose petals, just all the lines, and then diamonds, just all of the chisels and the different sides and faces of the diamonds, and it just was really telling me to, you know, reminder that we're all mirrors. We are all mirrors to one another, reflecting our trauma, our pain, our light, our love, everything back and forth to one another, and triggering each other and reflecting things. And that's why it's so important to really notice what we are reflecting and to be the light. Be light, reflect light. Don't, you know, reflect darkness, because you reflect it to someone else and they're going to reflect it on to somebody else as well. And it's just a ripple effect. This was also coming through as a reminder to really keep your energy clean. Again, think back to that water source, clean energy. This is a month that we're being really asked to pay attention to our energetic sovereignty, to protect our energy, to keep it clean, to have energetic boundaries. It's really, really important and powerful this month. Okay. The very end of the channeling, and I had to stop it after this because I think we're kind of going somewhere very far in a tangent that is past the month of April. So I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you for these messages. I will share them with the community and the collective. But after that, we're going to pause because we're not, you know, we're not quite there at this, the chapter that's coming after this. But I will share this kind of preview. What they were showing me was this image of an artifact. It looked like one of those like a piece of some type of carved stone from ancient Egypt. There were symbols on it, and I'm gonna try to explain this to you guys. It was crazy. It was being held in like this prism of light that was floating in an abyss of just utter darkness and space. Like there was nothing around, just black, and then just really bright light holding this floating piece of carved stone. And so then this bow of rainbow light came through like a river and was running from some infinite source in the back through this prism, and then, you know, past what I could see behind me. And slowly the stones started to dissipate into tiny fractals, breaking off into like little rainbow bits and blending in with the light. And this is, it's like so, so deep and just a lot to process and just try to like break down into layman's terms. But essentially, this was telling me that we are all light. We are all vibration. We're all frequency at different points in time. It just, it all interconnects. It all blends together. You know, right now is the past, the present, the future, and adjacent all at the same time. It's just, it's a lot. It was like, whew, mind is getting overloaded. Like we need to slow down here. So I was asked to share that with you. So I just wanted to throw that in there as well. But, I think that's more of like a moving forward thing, than specifically being associated with the month of April. So, my loves, that's what's happening this month energetically, for April. I know that was a lot. I hope it made sense, but essentially we're really being invited to, and we'll get some more clarity with the tarot that I pulled for this as well. But this is a chapter about being comfortable falling into the unknown, being confident, being strong, stepping into your highest self, going after what you want, really being connected strongly with your neighbors, strengthening each other, strengthening our roots, building the foundation very strongly, and just together, so that we can plant the roots for what will come before we even start building. And also just keeping in mind the ripple effect of everything that we do. Noticing that and remembering that we are light, we are energy, we are frequency, we are mirrors to one another, we reflect that. So really keep your energy clean, keep yourself, you know, taken care of, so that what you're reflecting back to others and the collective is positive and it's light. Okay. So really exciting stuff. I would say that the things that I will be particularly focusing on, you know, for one, energetic sovereignty for sure. It had a lot of really tough stuff happen this month that I will go into at another time. But I was just exhausted, and it was really hard for me to protect my energy in that way. So energetic sovereignty and protection and cleansing will be an important theme this month, and will definitely be something I will be reflecting on and tuning into. And then also just being comfortable with the unknown, really embrace it as an exciting new chapter, and just ferociously confidently stepping into our worth and what we want as our highest self, unapologetically, and not feeling bad about putting ourselves first. And again, this is not in a plowing way of just a snowball, or what is the word I'm looking for, zambonying everyone out of the way. It's just really about putting yourself first in an empowering, self-loving way. So my loves, I would love to move into some of the tarot magic and medicine for this month. We pulled three really interesting cards that I think just provide some more clarity and solidify the themes that came through in the channeling for this month. So the first card that we pulled is the Fool. The Fool is the first card in the Major Arcana, which is the second part of the tarot deck. I really like to think of the cards in this part as like just big life themes to pay attention to. The Fool tells us that, it's represented by the number zero. We're at ground zero. We are beginning our journey. Like the Fool in my deck, it's depicted as a baby bird. Like the baby bird, we're going to fall when we try to fly. And we have to be comfortable with falling, just like we have to be comfortable with falling off that cliff into the abyss, like I saw in our channeling this month. This is really a new foundation, a new beginning. We're spreading new wings. The next card that we pulled was interesting as well. It was the Tower card. I'm sure by now many of you have heard that, those of us in this world have really categorized 2020 as the year of the Tower in the tarot. The Tower is, in my deck, it's depicted as a tree being struck by lightning and catching on fire and falling down. And that's really what 2020 was. A lot of people joke it was a garbage fire year, but it was ultimately about seeing these foundations, these structures, these just everything that we thought, was reality and what our lives had been built on, crumbling down these foundations, just the illusion of that was just falling apart and showing that, it was a house of cards. It was not the right, strong, healthy foundation to be building society and life on. And it's interesting that that is represented by a tree in my deck. And, with the Fool, we see this baby bird sitting on this beautiful little tree branch that has flowers on it, and it's a new tree, it's a new bud. So, it's truly one of those situations that from the ashes come the phoenix. From all of the things that fell down last year that had to break, that had to dissipate, that had to die, that had to, be destroyed, from that, and everything we've learned, we are reborn. We're reborn as the Fool, and we start again. And it's beautiful, and it's messy, and it's clumsy, but it is so magical and wonderful. And how we can really embrace being more comfortable with falling into the abyss, falling into the energy of the Fool, to just try to go all in and not be afraid, is the Eight of Pentacles. Pentacles, again, is a sign that rules the earth, earthly possession, earthly signs, career, finances, material items. This is a sign that's all about skill and craftsmanship. And in my deck, it's depicted as a spider in the center of this very intricate web, with the pentacles all around the outskirts of it. And what this tells me is that as we're beginning this journey, it's like, a journey, what's that quote? A journey of 1,000 steps can't be started without the first step, something like that. I totally butchered that, but, or it begins with a step of one step. So, excuse me, what I want to relay to you guys from this Eight of Pentacles card is that this is a long journey. This is the start of, the future. And to not get overwhelmed, to not think about what you need to be doing 10 or 100 steps from now, but just to pay attention to that next step. And how can you do that step to the best of your abilities? How can you really cultivate your skills, your strengths, to make that step the best that it can be. You know, you think about a spider building out its web, they're not thinking about the outside of it. If they were like trying to do that, they'd be all over the place. There'd be gaping holes in their web. Instead, they focus just a little bit in front of them and a little bit in front of them and a little bit in front of them and take that next step, take that next step, make that next weave. And pretty soon they have this really beautiful, intricate web that is just so carefully put together. And you can't have that type of really, again, solid foundation, because that's the spider's home, right? You can't have that solid foundation if you're all over the place and just trying to think too far ahead. So as we are falling into the abyss, falling into this new journey, being messy, be messy. Feel free to fall. You know, we're getting reborn from the ashes of the Tower year. And it's also interesting because we just left the astrological year and the rest of 2020 energy astrologically this past week with the spring solstice and transitioning from Pisces to Aries season. So we're done finally with the energy of 2020. So, you know, it's important that as we're setting up this foundation that we really set it up right, you know. So this is about setting up, you know, being messy, making the mistakes, trying things, leaning into that fool energy, into the curiosity, into the perpetual learner energy, but also really being diligent and what is the word I'm looking for, you guys? Diligent and discerning about this next step, the next steps that we're taking, not just throwing spaghetti at the walls, you know? So it's like try, but try smartly. You're going to mess up, but like don't throw spaghetti at the walls. Try to actually think about where your next step is going to be. Okay. So that is our tarot and energetic channeled forecast for the month of April. I will see you on the other side of this just to wrap up the episode and chat about a couple other things. So my loves, how was that? How did that resonate? I'm really excited to hear how these themes reflect in your life for this month. Please get in touch with me. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Instagram. You can always shoot me an email at hello@seekkyla.com. I would love to hear how it resonated, what stood out to you, and just connect, hear what you guys are excited about to set up for this next chapter for our next year. Just a reminder that if you want to get more information on the Isla Alchemy container and join us, there's a link in the show notes to do so. You want to get on the newsletter, I'd love to be able to keep in touch with you there. There's also a link for that in the show notes. And I mentioned this briefly, but I had many requests to do a full moon workshop. I haven't done one of these in a while. And so I ended up pre-recording a workshop for you babes all about the energy of this full moon that we had this past weekend, the 28th, the 29th. You know, don't fret that the full moon is over now. This workshop's also about releasing the energy of 2020, which I explain all about, as this was the last moon associated with the energy of 2020. So if you just want to release, you're ready to reset, it doesn't matter if it's for this full moon specifically or 2020, this workshop will reach you in divine timing and when you need it. You can grab the workshop below. I'll leave a link in the show notes. It's $22. We move through tarot for the month, energetic updates, just to let you guys know what's been going on the last 2 weeks. It's been lots of energy we've been moving through. We move through breath work. I guide you guys through a really yummy meditation. We do a powerful release ceremony, move through some journal prompts, and then we close our time together. And it's an amazing, 45 minutes that we'll get to spend together. So if you are ready to release things, not only from this last moon cycle, 30 days, 6 months, but also just from 2020 as a whole, I would love to invite you to grab your the workshop below and do that and just really get clear before we move into the month of April and the spring, the full-fledged spring, which I'm so excited about. So that's it for me today, my loves. I feel like I'm starting to get a little sleepy and loopy. I thought I had all this energy and now I'm crashing. Guess that's what it's like to be in your 30s now. As always, it's such a pleasure to be in your ears, join you in the airwaves. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one who you think would love to hear it. And if you have 2 minutes today, it would really mean the world to me if you could use those 2 minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. It really helps spread the word and get these messages to those who need to hear them. And it means so much. I read every single one. As a thank you too, if you babes want to send me a screenshot of your review, I will send you a free 20-minute self-love, self-worth guided meditation just to say an extra thank you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode had so much magic and medicine in it for you as it did for me. Have a beautiful rest of March. I guess it's really just one more day and a beautiful start to your April. I cannot wait for all the things that this month has in store for us. And I'm so excited to announce some really exciting things I've been working on for you babes coming up very soon. I do hope if the Alchemy Container is calling to you that you will join us there. Spots are limited and it is incredible. I love that space. And it's so funny. The babes who get out of it like want to just be in it forever. So I hope if you have an interest in that, that you'll check it out and come join us. It's going to be amazing. I love you all so much. Sending you so much love and light. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And I will be in your ears next week. Bye, babes.